Eats.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It is. Are we on? It is Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us from New York every Saturday night. The combined talents of Stevie B, who just refuses, for those of you at home, watching the sad spectacle on your television set, the least rhythmically oriented Baldwin brother air drumming.
I'm doing the best I can, Mr. McCullough.
I apologize to our viewers in New York, in Dallas, Houston, that have actual rhythm, because you were hearing music and it was offbeat. And but Stephen, you know,
well, no, that was
you got to give him some credit for at least the appearance of trying hard.
I'll take it.
If only more teachers had done that for him.
But see now,
that's great.
It's a time delay thing. I'm actually right in the pocket.
Right.
And because of technology, it seems like maybe...
Oh, is that what it is?
There's some...
It's a technological delay.
Missyncopation of some kind.
Missyncopation.
Which is really the problem that occurs in the synapse of my brain, Kevin. Or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Hope you're doing well. I spent the entire day. I've gotten really good at the handyman stuff.
That makes one of us.
I know. But the lovely bride needed a new guts to the closet to be built today.
Guts?
Guts. Not the actual shell of the
closet. I don't even know what that means.
The inside of the closet where you have certain hangers and rods.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I took the old stuff down. Got one of those do-it-yourself kits from Home Depot.
Right.
And,
but it doesn't mean like
assembled the entire thing.
You're like a serial killer with people's guts.
No, I
in
wasn't
your
going
closet.
Dexter on the closet.
Oh, all right, just making sure. Never know. You kind of look a little bit like a creepy dude that might have guts in his closet.
Thank you. People generally criticize appearance when they have lost the ability to win the argument on substance.
Amen. I don't even try to deny that. Are you kidding?
So,
I would never go up against you in any kind of a real serious argument.
It was a funny week.
Except for my excuses for being late. That's something
right.
else.
That's right. All the time.
Right.
Well, it was a funny week because I got an email from somebody that had taken a screenshot of the AFA Today TV broadcast that I do each weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had... asked the question, I thought it was a provocative question. You know, when Trayvon Martin was shot, President Obama came out and said, let me be clear, Trayvon could have been my son. He could have been my son. If I'd had a son, he could have been exactly like him. And you had these two incidences this week that were huge in the news.
Mm-hmm.
This gang of three or four punks just out for a joyride in Oklahoma just off this baseball player from one of the colleges,
yeah,
who happened to be from Australia, not even an American.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had this terrible story from Washington State where these two really big guys beat a World War II veteran to death with flashlights and blunt objects of some sort. And I was wondering, I just asked the question on the air, why didn't President Obama come out and go, you know, Shorty, the guy that was killed in Washington, he could have been my grandpa. because Obama had a white grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to inject yourself into now every murder case that's going on in the country, why not inject yourself into that one? Or even say anything about the fact that another sovereign nation's citizen had been completely offed by a bunch of gangbangers out for a thug ride, you know, on Wednesday.
I think I know why.
And oddly enough, the president had nothing to say about either one of those.
I think I know
cases.
Why.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to
when the president makes these kinds of comments, usually it causes people to, in a massive kind of way, have some kind of an opinion.
Yeah.
And he's probably just laying low right now because he wants to increase his chances of becoming the next Batman. And if I were him, I'd do the same.
So what I said,
he's just playing it cool.
So I just asked that question this week, and I get a screenshot of the TV outfit that I was wearing that day from a guy that didn't like the topic of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't criticize anything that I said. He just said, you need fashion help. And he included this screenshot.
Of you?
Yeah.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a fairly close-knit shirt like I'm wearing tonight, and then I had an unbuttoned Oxford over it.
Yeah.
Sleeves rolled up.
So this fella identified himself. You could have responded back to him.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to.
And you know, Kev,
there's nobody that sends
if I showed
emails,
you some of the tweets I get, buddy.
Well, there's just no one that sends that kind of email that's worth responding to. Like, they obviously don't care about anything except making, you know, the insults to me. So it's fine. I was happy with it. Actually, I was like, man, I really got under his skin.
Yeah,
that's good on me. Anyway. Evidently, Batfleck got under a lot of people's skin. We were talking about this in the last hour, and we're going to continue. But Glenn's been holding on for like forever and a day from the Bronx, listening to AM 970, The Answer in New York. Glenn, sorry to make you wait so long, but thanks for your patience. You're on with us now on Baldwin McCullough.
Okay, hi. Anyway, I don't like the precedent that this could start. I don't care what you think of Ben or his acting ability. He's worked... And all of a sudden, these nobodies from nowhere coming to get their 15 minutes of attention, and you even mentioned one of their names earlier. And I just don't like the precedent that it could start in terms of whenever someone doesn't approve something, they start a petition.
Yeah.
And it just makes the another bit. Like the precedent that it could start at all.
Glenn, it is a very interesting precedent to start if it does, because there's a couple of schools of thought on this. One is the movie business is the movie business, and they live unto themselves, they talk to themselves, they go on dates with themselves, they, you know, get married to themselves, they just live in their own self world. And this could be a dose of reality from the mainstream of America to say, hey, this is what we think.
Right.
That's one way of looking at this. The other is, they're also a private business. The Warner Brothers company is a private company. They're not related to the government in any way. And if they want to cast, you know, the deceased George Burns as the new Batman, they should have the right to do that just from the standpoint of they run a business. It's up to them to make sure that that business is profitable. And it's kind of like none of our business if they do. So you could go either way on this in terms of, I mean, the question you asked was, are they out of touch with the everyday man? They obviously are, because if you get 50,000 people in 2 days going, nah. But the other side of that is, do you really think those 50,000 people aren't going to go see the movie if Ben's in the movie?
Maybe not.
I mean, because couldn't it just be a bunch of...
No, I disagree.
And then the movie comes down, they're like, okay, I'm not going to tell anybody, but I'm going to go see it anyway.
I'm willing to bet you... Listen, the Batman franchise is now a, you know, multi-billion-dollar franchise.
Well, and they're tying it into the Man of Steel.
And this is, you know, you're talking about all these Marvel freaks that love Avengers and how they all relate.
They were DC. This is DC.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Did not want to cross that
That's
line.
That's why you're here.
I did that once.
Yeah. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Oh, great and powerful DC freaks.
Comics. Yeah.
But that's my point simply here. This could be a demonstration of the new age of marketing research now, Where, what if studios in the future now turn around and go, hey, what do you guys think of these three names for these? And, like, people start to respond in this way. I'm telling you, when it's on Hot Air and it's on all these other things and there's...
Yeah, it wasn't even just on the Hollywood sites.
And it's on Drudge.
It's on mainline news sites.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I would like to ask, if that happens, what comes of the creative process?
No.
Well, and Glenn, that's a very good point.
Yeah,
because
I agree with you there.
But again, that's even a two-sided point, because the purpose of the artist is to create something that will satisfy the audience that the art is intended for,
sure.
Right? Okay. But at the same time, there's some autonomy that the artist takes from making the decisions to go in the directions that he does that he shouldn't be thinking about the artist at the time.
Right.
So it's like a dual-edged sword the whole time.
Completely agree with you from where you're coming from, Glenn. But if you're Warner Brothers and this thing starts to snowball and escalate, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Stay with us, Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're here.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text fuse. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And, boy, people are really...
Do you think that Ben Affleck could play an affected Batman? It's yet to be decided.
That's the question, people.
But they're out there. They want to know.
A lot of phone calls and people
888-340-3373.
Weighing in.
Should the studio even listen to the people that signed the petition?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you? What number does it begin to make sense to you? Because I say if you start doing that, you are putting the operation of your business on the chopping block.
Brother, they are not going to potentially start to prepare to invest in the next trilogy of Batman almost $1 billion in production costs and marketing and promotion, et cetera, et cetera, unless they absolutely are unequivocally confident that Ben Affleck can make them a profit. If this thing gets to 500,000 people, you can bet your buttons they are going to turn around and go, what's the problem with Ben? What's the big deal? Now, I don't think it'll get to 500,000. I don't think it'll get to 150,000. But if for whatever reason...
Well, they're at 50,000 a day in.
Right. But my point is, in a freakish way, like your hot air guy, if the media piles on, that's when it gets nerve-wracking for Ben and the studio and this and that.
888-340-3373. If you're just joining us, what happened was yesterday it was made known that Ben Affleck will play the Batman character in an upcoming sequel to the Man of Steel Superman movie, which will pit Batman against Superman as two different forms of crime fighters trying to bring ultimate justice to the world. This is actually a classic. DC Comics did this years ago. They did a Batman versus Superman narrative at one point. So it's being brought to the big screen, and Ben Affleck is being introduced as the new Batman franchise. And there's a lot of people that say he's not brooding enough. He's not buff enough. A lot of people think he can't be dark enough. And I don't know that. There's some people say that the acting chops are beyond him, and they usually refer to the Daredevil film that he did. Did he do that with his current wife, Jennifer Garner? Was she?
I think so.
The love interest in Daredevil.
But you pose a very interesting question, which is now you must ask the question for the last four Christian Bale Batmans. Who was the director?
Chris Nolan.
So now has Nolan potentially taken the brand so far in one direction, dark? That now all the
Batman's always been dark.
No, but no, not.
You keep going.
When Michael Keaton played him, it was funnier.
He was still dark.
But you understand, Christian Bale
there
took
was
it
nothing
to a
funny
new level.
About the Michael Keaton Batman
it was.
Series.
Oh, come on.
What was funny was the 1970s TV series.
Right.
When what's his name? West.
Adam.
Adam West.
Come on, Robin, let's climb the side of this building.
Now, see, that's what I loved. You remember the episode where he dances with Catwoman?
Yes,
and she says the famous line, "You shake a mean cape, Batman." That was my favorite line of all.
You were just into Catwoman.
Well,
moving on. 888-340-3373. Annie is in the Bronx listening to AM 970. Hi, Annie. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Having fun. Are you having fun?
I say Annie is the next Catwoman.
I think it might be a little different.
Wait a minute, Annie. I just got word from the control room. That's the first time Steven has caused a woman to meow on Baldwin McCullough Radio. So we just had a historical moment there.
Anyway, I wanted to say, you know, when you look at Caviezel's work and you look at Christian Bale's work, you see, like, I thought it was very interesting that the other lady brought up Caviezel, because I had a feeling Christian Bale is dark, but he's sensitive. And I was apprehensive about him taking another role as Batman this dark because of what happened to Heath Ledger. And I always thought that sat in the back of his mind. He's got enough money, really, to kind of turn
but
this
that
down.
But that was the second movie in, and he still did other movies after that. So I don't, like, if he was really all that bothered by Heath Ledger's death, he it certainly didn't stop him from making the rest of the movies and making all the money that went with him.
Yeah, he did another movie called Hard Times where he plays, I think, a Gulf War veteran, and that has a really dark ending. But we're talking about, see, they're messing now with characters that we've known since we were children, and before they were even in the movies, they were in books. There's characters that we attribute to them, and Ben Affleck is sort of out of focus as an actor, and I'm sorry, I have to say, Batman will not give J-Lo. I just don't see him on a yacht giving J-Lo a back rub. You look at Caviezel, he plays Jesus.
You're referring to the movie Geely?
Yeah, you know, Caviezel plays Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, hello?
Well, come on. You got to admit, Affleck has made some of the worst movies ever made from a box office standpoint.
You know, and when you look at Caviezel, look, he played two roles that have to be underground. Jesus is tormented underground. He's tortured in the name of justice, in the name of love, right? And there's pain involved. That's dark. Then he plays the Count of Monte Cristo, who also has to struggle his way out from where? A jail, like a cave, I mean. And then he even wears a cape in that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he's got that under his belt. That's what made Mel Gibson get the idea to have him play Jesus Christ in the first place. And then when you look at Ben Affleck, I mean, he had a lot of potential, but he wasted a lot of time just with all that Hollywood gloss. And some of us just like our Batmans a little bit darker than when the series began. I know I do a little bit.
Thank you, Annie. You're always full of good stuff. Thank you for the call. 888-340-3373.
Against my will, it just seems we might have to go right to the next call, Kevo.
You made her.
Meow. I know.
On air.
Well, that's my homegirl.
We've never had anybody meow on air before. But you know what Caviezel and Affleck have in common?
No, what's that?
They both made a movie with J-Lo.
Right.
She was that police cop girl, whoever, in the movie with Caviezel. I don't even remember the name of the movie. But but come on. What's a worse made movie in the history of Hollywood than Geely?
I liked it.
No, seriously, it's like of like the whoever keeps the books of the 100 worst movies, it was number one in the history of Hollywood. The worst movie ever made in Hollywood. Geely.
Even from like the
So maybe some people are just thinking, just from that alone, he's like permanently forfeited his right to be Batman.
No.
888-340-3373. Should a studio pay attention to an online petition, even if it has 50,000 signatures, to remove a lead actor in a franchise like Batman? That's what we're talking about. He's Batman Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic toxic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn & Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough from New York, and it's one of the weirdest stories that we've ever done on Baldwin McCullough. Our own producer, Jacqueline Cook, is asking, why do so many people care about whether or not Ben Affleck was named the new Batman or not? Stephen, believe it or not, my lovely bride said the same thing. She's like, all the real news in the world, and people care about this, and it's bizarre, I grant you. But there is something about it. I don't know if it's because Batman is a singularly iconic American superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just the the emotional attachment that we have to Batman but there's this definite outcry that they want Ben Affleck gone, and depending on the site, I mean. Okay, hotair.com is a conservative site,
mm-hmm.
and they wrote about it, and they said, everybody that's telling us is saying get him off. Then change.org is a wholly owned entity of George Soros, and they're the ones hosting the petition. And then the Obama White House has the We the People petition up. And so you got left and right that are all like, nah, we think this is a bad idea.
And
John Sands of Oklahoma. I mean, where do you get in flyover country more conservative than, you know, the middle of the country? Says, I'm a diehard fan, but will in no way pay to watch this film. And this is on the CBS News website. Shame for letting us all down. You need Bale or some new actor that hasn't been overexposed. Ben Affleck is not believable in anything because of all the exposure. He's more of a reality star now.
Wow.
Wow.
People are getting ouchy about this.
Oh, I don't agree. Yeah. I don't agree with that. I think, obviously, he's doing his thing. Argo was amazing.
It was better than Geely.
Whoa.
Just a little bit. Let's go to the phones. Dave, calling from Michigan, listening to WDTK, our big blowtorch there in Michigan. We're glad you're with us, Dave. Welcome.
How you doing, fellas?
Doing okay.
Hey, man, what's so scheming of me, Batman?
No argument here.
Hey, he did a great Barney Rubble on the Flintstones. Hey, let him show his talents. Let him be Batman.
Now, would you be buff enough to be Batman? Because they were all like, he's not buff.
Everyone's buff.
Well, I think, see, now creatively, in my opinion, I think what you need to do with the Batman franchise is take Batman
in the direction of Barney Rubble.
No. No, I think Batman's getting a little older. And when my children say to me that my eating habits may contribute to my unbuffness, I tell them,
Bruce Wayne never had kids.
Hold on. I tell my children that, A, mommy loves daddy just the way he is, number one. And number two, the word I like to use is husky. So I think Warner Brothers should immediately cast me as the new husky Batman.
Dave, I will give you all the credit for that if they do as well.
Thanks, Dave.
What were you saying?
All right.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave. Yeah. When you said that they need to take Batman into their different direction, and he had just said what a fantastic job you had did of playing Barney. How would Barney Rubble do the Christian Bale Batman super intense voice? Let's hear a little Barney Rubble doing the Christian Bale Batman. I want to hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a dramatic interpretation by one Stephen Baldwin doing Barney Rubble. Doing the Christian Bale Batman.
Excuse me, but Wilfred, I just needed you to know that...
How's that? That worked. That was like Alec, and then Barney showed up.
No, that was my...
No, that was Alec Baldwin.
Bruce Wayne.
No.
But with a Barney laugh.
It was just Alec Baldwin talking to Barney.
Works for me!
Anyway, moving right along, 888-340-3373. Should Warner Brothers even pay any attention to the petition that's been launched 2 days ago? Nobody knew Affleck was going to play Batman. Now 50,000 people have signed a petition saying, get rid of him. And they haven't even seen the movie. They haven't even seen him. Like, he's not read a single line yet.
And I just want to get back to one thing.
Yeah.
I think Ben, and I'm not just being nice, would be an amazing Batman.
You're such a kiss-up.
No.
You're figuring that this video footage is going to make it to his office somehow.
I'm a huge Ben Affleck fan.
Steven wants to be Robin.
A great talent.
Steven wants to be Robin. You'd look good. You look cute in green tights.
I hadn't thought about that.
You look cute in green tights.
I'd be Ben Affleck's...
Robin?
To his Batman. Sure. Why not?
All right.
Did I say how great I think he is? Did I?
A few times.
Mention?
After you talked about how unbuff he was at the start of the show.
Well,
you were repeating other people's comments, but they could easily be taken out of context and edited.
You're right.
As, you know, maybe Perez Hilton will do.
Oh, no.
Hey, Perez. How you doing?
Oh, no.
Hey, Bruce in Louisville. Hang on. We're going to get to you when we get back and take your calls. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough.
We're talking Bat.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
86.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern. And thank you for taking us with you, whether you're on hundreds of radio stations, Sirius XM satellite radio, where, Ben, you may be listening to us tonight there in Los Angeles. And if so, I apologize for everything Stephen said, except the fact that you would be fantastic. And you really should put Stephen Baldwin in green tights and make him your Robin. That's all I'm saying. But I don't think there'll be a Robin in the Superman versus Batman movie.
I would be delighted.
Yes. You got to work on, well, actually, your voice is fine for Robin, because nobody even has an iconic idea of what Robin's voice should sound like.
He sounds just like this.
I think Robin should be a little more Barney Rubble.
Fine.
Yeah. Which, again, Stephen would be ideal.
Sure.
And as long as Extreme Media gets a producer's credit on the film, that's all we're looking for. You don't have to pay him. Just give us a producer's
credit.
There we go. 888-340-3373. No, actually, There were stories about this on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. I was just going through the news sites during the break. This is a big deal.
It's going viral.
And my bride goes, before I walked out the door tonight, I said, hey, because I knew you had picked this as the topic, I said, hey, just curious, what do you think about Ben Affleck playing Batman? And she's like, I don't honestly know why people bother themselves with such things. That was the opening shot. Then it was like, with all the problems in the world, I can't believe that the news is concentrating on whether or not Ben Affleck should be the next Batman, because to be honest with you, we should be concentrating on why we got to, you know, get Obama out of office. I mean, she just went on and I just said, see you later, sweetheart, and just kind of backed out the door and locked it and left. She was still going.
Now, I'd love to spend an entire afternoon.
And then I texted her on the road from and said, by the way, Steven was the one that really wanted to.
Under the bus again.
That's right.
There we go.
Every time possible. You wanted to spend an entire afternoon what?
Just having this conversation with your lovely missus about the importance
I don't think
of these kinds of things.
I don't think you would.
Sure.
I think about 2 minutes in, yeah, you'd be going, this was a bad idea.
This is critical.
Because then she would not only tell you what it was that she thought, but then she would later then quiz you
right
on what she said. And with you and tests, I know how that goes. So I don't think you would have much fun.
Even if I had notes, I wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, and the thing is, it wouldn't matter because she would have committed the entire thing to photographic memory, and you'd just a goner. Mm-hmm. No, that's a bad idea, Stephen. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bruce in Louisville, listening to AM 970 WGTK. Bruce, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough, and we're talking about Ben Affleck as the new Batman. Your thoughts?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Listen, Ben Affleck will do fine as Batman. You've got a Superman versus Batman movie. And if everybody remembers when Michael Keaton was first, you know, brought up to be Batman, everybody was like, he's too short. He plays in comedies. But what are we talking about? You know, and he did a very good job portraying that Batman. And so I can see we don't need a Christian Bale Batman, and we don't need him to be buff. And Ben Affleck has reinvented himself as a great director. He's a very good actor. And
really? Did you see Geely?
No, I know what you're saying, but look. He's
How about Daredevil? Did you see that?
Yeah, I know, but keep in mind, it's the people behind the script. It's all story. So keep in mind, Ben Affleck, he is capable of doing a very good job as the role of Batman, because We see in these other movies where we've got plenty of actors playing Spider-Man. We've got plenty of actors playing Batman. We've got, you know, it doesn't matter. The story is what's going to come out. And don't worry about the buffness, because that suit that all the actors...
That'll all be CG'd. Yeah, he'll have...
But he makes... chiseled.
That's right.
Chiseled.
He makes another good point. He makes another good point, which is, look, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
But Iron Man had a suit.
But even Spider-Man... in his origin, wasn't supposed to be as waify as some of these guys who have been playing him, correct?
I don't know.
I don't think that waify.
Spider-Man is Spider-Man. He can do whatever a spider can. all right, Bruce, thanks for the input there. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Here's what kind of bothers me about it. If you do have this petition end up being successful. In other words, if they do end up being able to spike Affleck,
mm-hmm,
because they did some sort of political activism and got out there and got the grassroots to fill out this petition.
I can't believe we're saying this.
Like, you know, you get Pelosi brown shirts going door to door on behalf of George Soros. Yes, well, we think. And I thought Affleck was one of their guys, which is kind of odd that it's his website pushing the petition. But anyway, so if they get out there and they really do spike this guy, I think he's a horrible actor, personally. I
disagree.
I thought he was one-dimensional in Good Will Hunting, which was the only thing that he was ever in that was really acclaimed until Argo. I mean, there wasn't really anything that really rose to the surface beyond that, and he wasn't the main character in that. He was just one of the supporting roles. But long story short, I just don't like the idea that you can get a few people even if it's a few thousand,
sure,
to get a private company to spike their own business plan. Look, if the company puts bad stars in it and the movie bombs, then they deserve every amount of ridicule that they got. But when they hire the creative directors on these projects, and they're thinking casting, and they're thinking look, and they're thinking interaction with who the other stars are, and again, this is Superman versus Batman, mm-hmm. and Henry Cavill is the new guy on the Man of Steel franchise, maybe they are going for, you know, not the as impressive Batman. I don't know. I don't know what the play here is, but I would just hate to see it killed by you know, a handful of activists that said, "Hey, let's rabble rouse about this." And I say that not being an Affleck
but
fan
depends,
at all.
It depends on how big that handful becomes.
Yeah.
What if they get a million signatures? That would
I think that would get the studio's attention at that point.
Yeah.
And I think that would be.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I think Bennett would be a great Batman.
And I think.
But that's just me.
I also think that these guys are lying. Because I think that if they get 100,000 signatures on this thing, I bet the vast majority of those people still go and see the movie. I don't see them going, "Oh, I love this character and I love this franchise and Man of Steel 1 was awesome, but you know that Affleck's in it. I'm not gonna. I'm principled stand. I'm not gonna. I'll wait till it's out on Netflix." I don't think that's.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
.com.
Rick and the Romans. It's Baldwin McCullough live, and man, we've had a lot of Batman shenanigans here this evening. All kinds of
Batnigans.
Batnanigans.
Got to put a hashtag in front of that.
Hey, what did you say? Bataflick?
Batfleck.
Batfleck.
That's the new hashtag for Ben Affleck's Batman. And evidently it's trending on Twitter. I haven't checked it in the last few minutes, but it was earlier tonight.
Let me just clarify something at the close of our program.
Yes. This is Stephen Baldwin, by the way, and it's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Go ahead.
And not for any other reason than to just humbly speak the truth.
Uh-huh.
I think Ben Affleck is fantastic. I think he's a great human being. I would be honored for him to consider my being his Robin to his Batman.
Again, Robin's not going to be in the Superman movie.
I think his children are beautiful.
You're using all your powder before you've even gotten into the fight.
His wife is terrific. And I'm in full support of Ben Affleck as the new Batman. That's just saying. That's just me. I have no hidden agenda there whatsoever. I just...
All right, so can't show this on the radio, but you know everybody's making GIFs now online. On Twitter, one of the trending Batfleck GIFs is a shot of people uproariously laughing while reading Variety magazine, a fake cover, and seriously, everyone in the room is losing it, and the text over it says, "Meanwhile." Over at Marvel, ..
That's harsh. Poor Ben.
What would the hashtag be if you put Batman and Geely together? Batili.
Batley.
I don't know. Again, I don't. I'm not a big fan of Ben, for a lot of reasons that don't agree with his politics. That has nothing to do with this.
I agree with your not agreeing.
But I think that it's... I would be a little bit bothered. It would bother me. Because I'm a small business owner. I try to put myself in the position of the people that have to produce this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Zach, what's his name? That's the head producer for the Man of Steel series. He's really jazzed about this. That's why he announced it at Comic-Con Zack Snyder. That's why he announced it at Comic-Con yesterday or the day before. I've never seen anything like this when they've announced.
This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Which tells me when you get that upcoming superhero role that's coming your way.
I'm just looking forward to I'm in Love with the Church Girl opening October 18th.
There we go.
My little faith-based movie with Ja Rule.
I think it's going to do quite well, actually.
I think it's going to be a blessing.
We'll see what it is. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's been fun having you here. Come on back and join us next Saturday on the UAN Television Network and stations coast to coast.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.